All right, Rob Shooter, Garrett, we are back on iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening each and every week. We see you, we hear you, and most importantly, we appreciate you. Now, some of us in this room, studio, are a little bit more tan than the others, and others are wearing a nice foundation. I just got back from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Rob Shooter got back from the upper west side.
Chelsea
of Manhattan. It was a fun weekend, Rob.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, my friend? Good to see you. I loved watching you on Facebook and Instagram with your shirts off, may I say, by a swimming pool.
Yes, you know.
Very handsome.
If you can't tone it, tan it.
Everything looks a little better with the tan, I guess. So you had a little work trip away to Puerto Rico. You worked on what, Friday morning?
Yeah, Friday morning.
And then you got Friday all day off and Saturday off?
Saturday and some Sunday, and here we are.
That's pretty great. So for a couple of hours of work, not dismissing what you do,
right,
but for a few hours of work, then you get 2 free days in the sun.
Yeah, so how can you argue that, really?
I think that sounds lovely. You took your lovely wife?
Took wife, had some friends join in on the festivities.
Oh, you brought friends out too?
No, they said, hey, you know what? We've heard about the trip. We got nothing going on this weekend. We're going to meet you down.
That's so cool. So you said to your friends, so you have to be really honest, you said, I have to work until, because even though the show ends at 10,
right,
I've got to do a post-meeting, I've got to do this and that. So if you finish at noon, then after that you can play.
Rob Shooter, done by 10:30 in the morning.
No,
I had all of Friday,
no.
Saturday. It was a drunken mess, Rob.
No, so you started drinking and then you just sat by the pool, had great sex, had great sun, had great drinks.
I was looking for anyone with the name Betty Ford.
So something about getting away from your house. Honestly, I think this is true for everybody. Hotel sex is amazing.
Oh, of course.
Getting away from the kids or the family or the dogs or the dishwasher, it's just so much fun.
It goes into that role play mode because you're in an element that you're normally not
right in.
And
you have a nice shiny bathroom and a nice shiny bed that someone's made.
Here's the thing, which I've never been in before. So we stayed at a place called the Carib Hilton.
Hilton?
It's called Carib Hilton.
Carib Hilton?
Carib.
Carib. I thought it was Carib.
The iconic Carib Hilton.
Very nice.
Now it was damaged during the Hurricane Maria about 2 years ago. So we were the first ones to be back in that hotel since it opened. So over 2.5 years, no one lived in the rooms.
Brand spanking new.
No one. We were on brand new sheets.
Oh!
Everything you hope for in a hotel every time you stay in there, and you know it's not true, but you just get over it and you think it is.
Although I'm sure that's a fancy hotel, so I'm sure they always are beautiful, clean sheets. But
I'm just saying, any hotel you check in, you always think you're staying in there for the first time. like thinking about
Let's
like
think it. Don't ruin the illusion.
Oh, of course.
And the pool looked fabulous.
Yeah, no, it was great.
And what was it like though? The question is, even though you had friends, real friends there, and your wife there, what is it like having work friends there? Do you have to hang out or no?
No, you don't have to, but you just do by nature.
Who are you closest with on the show? Who's your mate here?
Probably Greg T and Gandhi.
I thought Scary was your best mate.
No, Scary too. I went out to dinner with Scary because see, you have that friend. Everybody has that clique of friends. You know that one friend that knows how to drink and drink well.
Right.
You have that one friend that knows how to go out to eat and eat at the best spot.
Yeah, I have a friend that I go shoe shopping with.
Exactly.
I have one friend who's just great at shoe shopping.
You know if you need to go shoe shopping, you go with that friend.
Jessica, here I come.
If I know I want to go get a great meal somewhere, I go to Scary.
Oh, Scary knows food.
Scary is a foodie beyond foodie.
So he knows. And what I love about Scary, he's got the hustle.
He's
so
Mr. Zagat.
Scary's got like the maitre d's phone number. He gets the table. He gets the reservation.
No matter where
he's
are.
He's like a hustler.
He is Mr. Zagat. Zagat being the book that judges all restaurants no matter where you are.
So that's his thing. What's Greg T's?
Greg T is more of the hanger. Like, you want a good hang?
Just hang out for a couple of hours.
You just want to hang. Don't worry about anything. Right. You turn to him.
And then Gandhi's relatively new. What
you
want
to turn it up and bring it to a level 14?
Boom, boom, boom.
Gandhi's the way to go. But
fantastic weekend.
But it was interesting. So you were like, oh, how is it coming home? Now, what I've learned is if you're a common person, like most of us who are listening are, and you can't afford those popular flights, which at a normal vacation you would leave, you know, in the afternoon.
Right. Early evening.
So a lot of people had to leave from the Caribbean at 1 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the morning. But it's funny. So they get you down there at a reasonable time because they want you there. So you get down at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, oh, full day. And then they're like, get out of here. I don't care about you. I don't care you get home at 5 o'clock
in the morning. I've been on TV shows which will be unnamed, right, where the car that picks you up to take you to the show is fantastic. After you've done your business, you feel like a cheap hooker and you're in Tel Aviv walking home. Yeah. Like, it's literally like, here's an Uber.
Here's
like
a half a metro car.
That's right. Here's the city bike. Get home.
Good luck.
So they get you there in style, but they kick you back out. So because you landed they use pretty you, late.
They used me.
They use you because they know you have something to provide for their show. And then after,
get out the door. Don't let it hit you in the ass.
After they suck you out of all your information, they're like, okay, however you get home.
So what time did you get in it?
I got home last night around like 9 o'clock.
PM?
Yeah.
And then you went to bed and then you got up this morning to do the show.
Right. So I still smell like the Caribbean.
You smell lovely. Congratulations.
What did you do over the weekend?
I had some friends in town. So I had a Saturday where I was a real tourist. It was great. We went up to the Hudson Yards. We took Darby, my dog, down to the river. So we had a lovely, lovely Saturday and dinners. And then on Sunday was my big Game of Thrones night. So I had a little
bit. Now, what did you think of?
I had friends over, so we had a little bit of a pizza
party. This is a culmination. If you've listened before, Rob just started watching Game of Thrones not even a year ago. Watched 72 hours over the course of like 3 weeks and caught up so he could watch this season. And he watched all of this season, got to the last episode, which, if you're listening to this, was on Sunday night, which was on the 19th, and today being the 20th. So what did you think?
I was disappointed. I was really disappointed in it. I was thinking to myself,
how would you have... Now, you know
what? I like a story. I like a fairy book ending. So I like the king and the queen and the prince and the princess to all be in their rightful spot.
Right.
I don't like any surprises. I like them to fall in love. The hard thing about this show is that it's so clever and there's so many plot lines and it is so interwoven that they've set themselves up with real problems. So if you want the two lead characters to end up in love, which happens in most Disney stories, they're related. So that's a really tricky thing to fix.
Right.
The evil queen is so damn evil in this. I don't know if she can become the sort of like fairy god. I don't know if she can become like a good person. Is there retribution? If you've done really bad things, is there retribution? And I think there has to be. So I was talking to some TV friends who were at my party last night, and they were
like, "Game of Thrones viewing party."
I had a little bit. It's like five of us. It was not that big, but we ordered in pizzas and we sat there.
You all came over to one place to watch Game of Thrones.
They came to my apartment. Yes. We watched Game of Thrones. And I really wanted to love it. It was an hour and a half, and it's great. I think the hard thing, though, and I was thinking about this, I really do love this show now, and I think I know these characters like they're friends or enemies. Is there ever a good way for it to end? And the answer probably is no.
See, I wanted everybody to die.
You pretty much get your wish. Like, yeah, it's not good. A lot of people are gone.
I mean, like, everyone. Because at the end of the day, think about it. It's not going to be a continuation down the road. Right. They ended the series last night, which means there is no more Game of Thrones going forward. Right. Now, they might do prequels leading up to it. Get it. So if that's the case, everyone should die.
That's life. I love the Sopranos. You do die life. I love the Sopranos. I was disappointed for the ending. I love Seinfeld's disappointed. I do get not wanting it to end. So I do get it. But there was just such disappointing moments, like characters that I'd grown to respect and love and thought were honorable and decent did awful things. And I guess that's life too. I'm a simple guy. I like black and white. I like you're a good guy or you're a bad guy. And the reality is in life, it really is true. Most of us are shades of gray, maybe even 50. But some of it, like, we're shades of gray. So I like to think of myself as a good guy. I am. I do terrible things every so often. And I'm not proud of myself, but we do it. You're a good guy, Garrett. But you must do things occasionally.
Everybody makes mistakes. Yes. But it's not the mistakes. It's how you overcome those mistakes to make yourself a better person from them.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. No, we're not going to spoil it. Watch it. I can't wait to see what you think about it. The reviews
a lot of
today
people
are
still
pretty
have
bad.
So
we've been careful here. We've not given away any spoilers.
No, not at all. But a
the
lot
response
of people,
is bad.
A lot of people didn't get to watch it because they watched it on HBO Go, and HBO Go had so many people jamming into Go that the app shut down.
Oh, no.
You think...
That's the one day of the year you do not want to have trouble with the
you
app.
You think that they, you know, I could call you on the other side of the world, no problems. You pick up, it sounds like you're in the room next to me. They could put a man on the moon, but they can't figure out on the probably the network's biggest night in network history for HBO that they can't figure out a freaking app for them.
It's really, it's yes, you're right. There's no excuse. They should have. I haven't got the numbers yet, but they're predicting it's going to be the biggest show in HBO history.
Which I know what they do now. So they wait, they get the live, but then they wait to add on the DVR. And then, so you get them by Wednesday. I think, like you said, it will be the biggest show
ever in the history of HBO. And let's see how many people cancel HBO now. People are mad today with the final season. And it's interesting because this is the only season of the show that doesn't have any original source material. So every other season was based on a book. He didn't finish the book yet for the final season. So this is not necessarily the way the author, the creator would have gone with these characters. This is showrunners. This is TV people.
Right.
So let's see when the book comes out if he changes the ending. He could.
Well, so it's the other great big story that came out yesterday too, like celebrity, non-celebrity related, but there was a billionaire that went to Morehouse College in Atlanta.
I love this.
Got up there and said, pretty much, class of 2019, I got your back.
I'm going to pay off your student debt.
Yeah. About $43 million. Dollars.
Yep. He's a billionaire. He got up. I was told the college did not know he was going to do this. The kids did not know he was going to do this.
Rightfully
and then
so.
Somebody told me he wasn't even that sure he was going to do it. He'd had the thought and he got so carried away in the emotion. Have you ever done that? I once went to a silent auction at one of those like benefit dinners, and there was a helmet from Eli Manning, who I have a crush on.
Right.
So I think he's just so cute. And so his helmet was up for sale. I bid on this helmet and I nearly won it. I was so sweating it. So I bid like $800 and I put the helmet on my head and I was like, oh, I can smell Eli. I love this. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to bloody win this helmet. I didn't. Somebody else bid. For you, but I was just thinking today, do you have regrets? Or hopefully not. He's got $1 billion, but these kids now, it's such a lovely thing. And I think now we're going to see more people maybe of that
extreme wealth.
I think
that's my one biggest thing that I've always wanted to help out, because people like in radio are like, oh, what's the coolest giveaway? I go, I don't think we've really ever done it. I honestly would like to help, you know, we give away to bills get in the way, but I think for the majority of people that are listening, have those student loans out there. And I think that's the biggest weight.
The biggest weight.
Of anyone.
Yeah, in Britain, it's free. So I went to university, a good university, for free. In Britain, every university is free. Oxford and Cambridge are free. Harry and William did not pay.
That's why you're so smart.
It's free. Like, you have to be able to get in. So in Britain, it's not about money. It's about really working hard. So I worked my tail off to get in because my mom and dad could not have afforded to send me. But I do think the following, though, and I was thinking about this today. I don't have the resources to wipe off your student debt. I don't have that. I'd love to one day. I don't. But I do have the resources that I can leave an extra dollar as a tip. And it gives me, I hope, the same, maybe not the extent, but the same joy I get when I give somebody an extra dollar or a cab driver a little extra. That gives me so much joy. Do it. So I know you all say this. We all say this all the time. Oh, if I was a billionaire, I would do that.
Right.
So you're not a billionaire. So do it on your own way. Give an extra 50 cent. Give an extra dollar. Well, and it makes me so happy. Just coming down here. My taxi driver was so kind and was chatting away to me. Couldn't quite figure out where we were, but was so decent and nice that when I got out the taxi, I always leave a good tip. I left an extra dollar and I was just dancing on air.
So, which is interesting because I was talking to some friends about it. There's a website called Donors Choose where teachers who can't afford to put stuff into their classrooms say, hey, you know, I need 20 boxes of crayons. School's not going to pay for it. So I need, you know, $300 for crayons and books. And you can easily make a donation. It doesn't have to be $300. You can easily do $300.
It makes my day when I'm kind.
But you can be, so donorschoose.org. We're talking about that. It was interesting. So, you know, someone posted, and it is commencement season where people are going to graduations and speaking. Oprah went to a high school and gave,
Jersey, I think,
and gave out a book that she wrote to inspire kids to read and hopefully, you know, set them in motion onto college. And of course, you know, an internet troll said, well, look what they did at Morehouse. How come you haven't done that? Now, this is where I give Oprah credit, where she clapped back to the troll and said, oh, by the way, I've paid $13 million in scholarships, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It might not be $40 million. And I put 400 men through Morehouse College as well. So,
and she has her Oprah Academy. Like, yeah, there's, and you don't have to do it so publicly. Like, you can do little kind things every day. And it doesn't make other people's lives better. I don't think me giving an extra dollar is going to change anyone's life, but it changes mine. It makes me so much happier.
Exactly.
I just bumped into Dr. Oz downstairs.
Oh, you know what? Interesting story, which you could probably... It's more on the sporty story. It's like a story ESPN might run, which I never knew, but being in New York, there's the New York Yankees, and there was a gentleman who coached the Yankees named Joe Torre back in the 90s.
I know of him.
His brother at the time, his brother had heart surgery, and he was at the time when the Yankees won the World Series, was like kind of like a good luck charm for the Yankees, knowing what he was going through. I just learned today from Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz was the doctor that changed Joe Torre's brother's heart so we could correlate Dr. Oz helping the Yankees win the World Series.
He's a great guy, and he's really decent and kind and rather handsome. And his publicist, Cheryl, used to work for me.
Yes. So
when I was a publicist, Cheryl worked in my office.
Well, isn't that a badge of honor?
Isn't that nice. And I was a nice boss, too. But remember this, too. When you're going to be a bad boss, and we've all done it, so think of today. Think of who you've snapped at. Think of who you've not been kind to. One day, that person's not going to be your boss, but that person could help you out.
Of course.
So how do we all help each other? Always be kind. Tonight, I'm having drinks with this really cool person I've known for 20 years. Her name's Julie Cooper, and she's now one of the bosses of Access Hollywood, and I think Elvis is going to join us. She was Dennis's assistant. Dennis is a big wig here.
Are you getting a job, bro?
iHeart. No. But it was just a fun... I love...
Why not be a correspondent?
I never burn a bridge. And it's such a lesson.
I don't see you burning many bridges.
I don't, because I'm not a bad person. I don't burn them, not because I make a conscious decision. I don't burn them because that's not who I am. I don't want to leave in a blaze of fire like a dragon. Right. I don't want to be Game of Thrones. I would never have done what one of the characters
spoiler
might have
alert,
done.
By the
no
way.
Spoiler. I would not. I'm not that guy. I don't hold grudges. I move on fast. I'm not that guy. And shaking it off, I have a better life.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think of who you're really angry with. Who's like, oh, annoyed you. If you saw them now, your blood would boil. They don't care. So let it go.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. So Dr. Oz, we were talking to him, and a few people have had procedures in the hospital that Dr. Oz works at. And they said that from time to time, you know, when you need to get an X-ray and you call down to the X-ray because they're so busy, they don't get there. So some of the people that work at the hospital put on the Dr. Oz voice. And you know what? Before you know it, the X-ray guy is up to that floor.
I bet he does
because for the one reason, Dr. Oz is so nice to people.
He's a nice guy.
So it goes to
and
what you were just saying.
The reason he has this show is not only is he charismatic and a really great doctor, he's a decent man. Like, you got to have people rooting for you. So tonight when I meet my friend Julie,
right,
she's going to ask me what I think of all the people on the show. And my opinion's not going to change someone's career. But if enough people are like, meh, it's not good. So be nice. I had this run-in with a reporter who was just so mean to everybody. So not just me, everybody.
Right.
That reporter's no longer working in New York, and not because of me, but because everybody were just like, he's just too mean. Just stop.
Sam Champion. No,
I love Sam. I love Sam. Also, we should congratulate a friend of yours. Colin Jost is engaged.
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson. You went to school with him or the neighborhood.
His brother, and I know his family well.
How many Josts are there?
There's two Josts. A brother.
A younger brother?
A younger brother and Colin.
Is he as good looking as the younger brother?
I would say so.
They're both handsome.
He has salt and pepper hair. He's very funny. He is actually the executive producer of the TV show Impractical Jokers.
Oh.
He's he hangs out on the set. So in the group text amongst friends is this turning into an Avengers wedding? Because Scarlett Johansson is an Avenger and she knows everything. Hold on one second.
Finish Colin's show.
Sorry about that.
So you're in this group text with Colin's brother and a bunch
a bunch of friends that we're saying. So is this going to be a wedding? With Black Panther and Captain America and Iron Man and Spider-Man
like
and
a celebrity wedding? Will they?
Oh,
be
it
there?
Is going to be a celebrity
yeah,
wedding.
It will be.
But it's funny. His brother is going to put on a bachelor party now. So we're trying to think of ideas of how to throw a millionaire bachelor party. But we all think that the way you should do it is everybody's expecting this big lavish thing. You underdo it.
Do a really cheap one.
And do
have the worst impersonators for Black Panther.
Like I'm talking like go-karting and have pizza.
You need to get the Avengers at Times Square, like those ones that jump on tourists. I get these smelly
It's very cool. It's very exciting. I mean, 2 years dating and you just hope for
Where
the
does
best.
He live? Is he uptown or downtown, Colin?
I think he's somewhere downtown.
I see her in Chelsea all the time. There's this little restaurant called The Dish on 18th and 8th, 9th, 8th. And I see her in there all the time. She's beautiful.
My theory is the funny man always wins.
Honey, he's proof of that. He's also, though, not just funny.
He's smart.
Gorgeous.
And very good looking. So
hot. Like, if he looked like you or me,
right,
and was as funny as he is and got Scarlett, I'd be like, oh, the funny guy wins.
Yeah.
But when you look like
the
him,
funny, good looking, like handsome
the
guy.
The hot guy with the 12 inch penis that's really good looking.
I
and
can't
has
comment
great
on penis
hair.
Size. I can't comment on
I was like,
penis
why would
size.
He look? Why would he not? He's got everything. I hope he actually has a tiny penis because he has everything.
So over the weekend, I guess Britney Spears said, hey, by the way, despite what my manager is saying, I might not never perform ever again in the world. That's fake news.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. I did this story about her retiring, and I think for a while now, Britney's going to not be performing because I don't think the type of concerts she does are going to be arranged. So for her to go on the road, it's a huge production. She doesn't stand up in a bar with a microphone.
Right.
It's such a massive production, and she needs all those special effects.
Is the talent there? Yes, as she proved
she's
on
a talented lady, but she's
Instagram.
Never been known to just like, she can't walk into a bar in New York and grab a mic and sing at Joe's Pub.
Right.
Like, that isn't who she is. She's not Adele. She can't do that. And so for Britney to go back out to Vegas or on the road, it's going to take a whole production, and I'm not sure at the minute anyone's willing to do that.
Right.
So I think she might perform again. It's in her blood. I think she says she's happiest when she's
I think
on
she'll
stage.
Have one off. She won't do
I don't
commitments.
Know if financially they can, though. So for Britney, she's got to play massive venues to do a one-off and make any money because show's so expensive.
I think it'll be a touring type situation where she'll do, you know, 10, 15 shows, you know, over the course of 4 months, call it a day, as opposed to doing a commitment of 40 shows in one city. And
I wish her the best. I love Britney, and like, clearly she has issues and she's had them for a long time, and I wish her the best. There were some pictures of her out smiling. I saw her out with her boyfriend this weekend. They went for dinner.
Yeah.
And they looked really happy. And the conservatorship has not changed. So the dad still is the conservatorship. She's allowed to go out and about. The dad insists there's always security. And they're not just there for her physical security. Like, if they see her buying alcohol, they stop
right.
that. And I hear the one big thing she wants is an iPhone. She doesn't have an iPhone. She has an old flip phone because they're scared of her getting online and they're scared of her getting in touch with people that have been a bad influence.
Yeah, and that and reading comments. Jesus, imagine. Imagine not having technology, Rob Schuter, and then reading comments.
Sometimes it must be lovely. Sometimes.
Well,
Because I had friends in town this weekend. I wasn't on my phone a lot. It's nice. It's really nice to check out.
Well, that made me think of the question, too, and you can probably raise it on your website, Naughty Gossip, and your podcast show as well. So Justin Bieber is celebrating 10 years of releasing his first single.
10 years.
10 years. So it feels like it's been 20. So I started asking questions, and I'll ask you. Knowing Justin Bieber, where he's at right now in life and success, knowing you're about to record a single that possibly could change your life,
mm-hmm.
knowing what would come with it, the ups and the downs, would you hop in that studio and hit record for that, knowing that your life at times could feel like, why am I alive? And other times going, I'm so glad I'm alive.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I like my life. Like, I say to my friends all the time.
Well,
like,
I know you're like, I'm just talking about
if
Justin.
If I was Justin, I wouldn't do it.
Justin Bieber specifically, knowing everything that you know.
I wouldn't do it. But I do think, too, music has given him happiness.
Right.
Maybe success hasn't and fame hasn't, but music's something that gives him happiness. So I think there's got to be a way of still having music in his life, yet protecting him from all the bad things that come from that success.
And again, me too. I think knowing if he was signing up, knowing everything that he was going to go through,
there's no win here because if it's a huge hit, if this single puts him back on top, then he gets all the pressure. And if it's a flop, he's going to feel terrible.
Well, no,
so it's just like it's
the first song he ever recorded, ever.
Oh, would I jump down that path? It's like Britney. Like, would she be happy if she was still in Louisiana in the amateur production of The King and I?
Yeah,
maybe
so,
yes.
So if someone
but
says,
but she wouldn't have the money to like because she'd still have the mental health issues. They're acerbated.
See, I think
they're increased, but I don't think it's because of fame. I think they were always there.
I think that it made it even worse. So
it
like
made it worse.
Knowing the fact that you go in the studio, record this song, Hit Me Baby One More Time, you're Britney Spears, knowing everything.
I wouldn't do it.
The good
and if
the
I was
bad.
The parents too, I wouldn't want my kids involved in that.
Right.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, then
like I see kids on reality shows and stuff. I just like, don't do it.
If you're Beyonce's dad.
It's not going to end. But look at that family though. Like, I think Beyonce's great, but the dad isn't. Like,
well,
like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's really hard. Honestly, I've been around fame enough. I'm not famous, but I know a lot of famous people and been around it. Not as fabulous as you think.
Yeah, exactly.
Not as and I hate when celebrities are like, oh, poor me, I'm so famous and I'm so rich, leave me alone. I'm like, shut up. It's a blessed life. It's a great life. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, there you go. Have that conversation with your friends. Would you sign up for Justin Bieber's career, knowing all the ups and downs of it? And we will talk to you next week. My name is Garrett. That's Rob Schuter. We appreciate you listening, as always. The comments, the listens, the streams, we see it, we hear it, and all we really have to say is thank you. So we'll talk to you next week, and enjoy.